This is our time. We will grow even stronger in the future, but leadership means knowing when it's time for change. And that time is now.
It's being seen as a watershed moment for party politics on the island of Ireland. Gerry Adams, now 69, has spent his long political career denying frequent, seemingly well-founded accusations that he himself was a member of the IRA during the period of conflict in Northern Ireland known as the Troubles, which lasted some 30 years until 1998. It was during this period of conflict that Adams rose to political prominence in the ranks of Sinn Féin, which was then closely aligned to the IRA. Adams was crucial in making Sinn Féin an indispensable player in the Northern Irish political sphere. Many say he exploited the series of hunger strikes undertaken by Republican political prisoners, of whom 10 eventually died, so as to cement this political dominance for his party. He became president of Sinn Féin in 1983 and, since then, has inspired both awe and disgust for his unique political approach. On the one hand, extremely deft diplomacy, and on the other, a lingering connection to the terrorism and bloodshed of the Troubles. He's the man who was crucial in bringing the IRA to the table and convincing them to disarm, thereby enabling the 1998 peace deal that ended the conflict in Northern Ireland. He's also the man who's accused, but never fully proven, to have been behind the murder of numerous people during the Troubles. In the popular imagination, he somehow signifies the horror of the conflict and the deliverance from it. Since the end of the Northern Irish conflict, he steered a major comeback for Sinn Féin in party politics in the South. Today, the party dominates the left wing of the political arena there. In Northern Ireland, his party has grown to be the main Republican party, and in the last election there, it came in just one seat short of its arch rivals, the Unionist DUP party. Gerry Adams stepping down represents a new era for both Sinn Féin and for Irish politics north and south of the border. A new party president will be elected in the coming months. Those tipped for the job are younger and have a political sensibility that is less led by the conflict and not at all mired in rumours of murder and bloodshed. Under their stewardship, it's expected that the culture of the party will shift and that it might then appeal to more centrist voters who previously wouldn't vote for a party led by Gerry Adams. If this happens, there'll be major changes to the political landscapes in both Dublin and Belfast. Don Duncan, DW.